It was a family day glow party and fundraiser for more than 100 friends, family members and supporters of L'Arche Sudbury at the Northbury Hotel and Conference Center on Monday. L'Arche is a Sudbury-based nonprofit organization that provides homes and services to intellectually challenged adults and children. Cassandra Bazinet, the development leader at L'Arche, said the event was the first-ever glow party for core members and friends of L'Arche. A large conference room at the hotel was packed with L'Arche core members, assistants and volunteers who enjoyed games and activities amidst upbeat music and flashing lights. So this is really giving that inclusivity opportunity for young and old alike to learn about people with intellectual disabilities and get to know them, and everybody gets to spend time together and we're doing something fun. We're having a dance party. It's all glow in the dark. There's games, there's popcorn. Just a fun day. We want to celebrate Family Day because at L'Arche, we're a family, said Bazinet. She said it was important to have everyone get out to celebrate with family members and supporters and to raise awareness for the organization. She said while L'Arche does receive some operation funding from the province, it still needs additional funding for specialized programs, and that's why fundraising activities are important. We house and provide 24-hour support to people with intellectual disabilities. So we have 3 homes here in Sudbury. And we're really looking to raise money for our cause and get the word out there, because a lot of people don't know that we're in Sudbury, and we've been open since 1982, she said. There is a significant need for the services provided by L'Arche, said Bazinet. The work that we do is so incredibly important, because there really aren't that many homes and programs to help transition young people with intellectual disabilities into adulthood, said Bazinet. She added that L'Arche programs provide care and support to a wide community of core members, some who live in the L'Arche facilities and others who come to visit. We have a day program as well as housing. We're really aiming to build that community and build that life for people to feel included and be a part of something bigger, a part of a family, something where they're not so isolated, said Bazinet.